All right. So Sponsorship Forum, we meet monthly, and often the three who are facilitating the forum will come up with some ideas of topics to touch on and then allow for discussion. This time around, we thought we would just see if there were questions or topics that those of you who have joined us have, and go from there and see if we can generate enough discussion for the next 30 to 45 minutes to just be speaking on topics coming from those who are with us. So with that, anyone can offer a topic or question. Anyone with 30 days of back-to-back See How Abstinence may offer their experience, strength, and hope in response.
My name is Vicki V, and I appreciate your service, and I appreciate these sponsorship workshops. Is that what we're calling them? I forget. Conference?
Forum.
What is it?
Forum.
Forum. I want to use the right word. Forum. That's a great way of putting it, because it's kind of an exchange. It's, you know, not a lecture. Sharing our experience, strength, and hope is really what it's all about, and I've had some experiences with sponsors, and sponsees are good and some that aren't, because we happen to be all human beings. I think that a comment and a proposed topic is what I'm after. I think that we always need to, I'll speak about for myself, I always want to remember that we're all here because we're not all there. Meaning that I'm a human being with character defects, and I just went to the lovely meeting, and the topic was character defects, and that none of us do it perfectly, and that's why we're here, to get well. So when I make a mistake on being a sponsor or being a sponsee, well, you know, it's time to take that 10th step, and learning how to deal with conflict with my sponsor or my sponsees is just part of the deal. So I'm not going to do it perfectly. No one's going to do it perfectly, and just kind of acknowledge that. And the topic I wanted to propose is something like, when someone talks to me about their sponsor, I find it difficult, but I want to be kind and I want to be tolerant, but I also want to be in the solution. And that is a tightrope. When someone starts saying stuff to me about their sponsor. And, you know, I've discussed this once before, and someone labeled it gossip. Well, it's not gossip because we're trying to get to the solution. I'm trying to get to the solution on what to do. And I have a few ideas, but I think it's a good topic, so I'll stop. My name's Vicki V, and thank you for your service. I pass.
Thanks, Vicki. This is Susan, Compulsive Eater, and my first thought in relation to that topic, which, yes, I agree is worthy of discussion and thought, is to try to take a step back from the specifics. You know, somebody poses a dilemma, a complaint about their sponsor, and what I try to do is psychologically take a step back from this tension and intense feelings that the person might have about the situation and say, let's look at this in a more general way. There is a miscommunication perhaps, you know, so I will globalize it more to help take the intensity of emotion out of it. That's my first thought around it, and I do agree that the idea is to learn how to be, well, I'm going to say that for me, the idea in the sponsoring relationship, in our fellowship relationships, is learning how to be better at relationships. I know that I was not particularly skillful and am still learning how to be more skillful in relating to others, and the sponsorship relationship is one where we get to practice at least potentially some real intimacy in relationships, in conversation, in exchanging ideas. And both sponsor and sponsees are bound to make misses at time to time. And if we can learn and grow from these conflicts, these difficulties, these uncomfortable situations, that's all part of our journey in recovery. Thank you. Cheryl, do you have any thoughts?
Yes, I'll try to put my two cents in, but I also like to hear what others have to say about this. My thing is that if someone comes to me and they're complaining that their sponsor does this, that, or the other, and they can't deal with it, and they're having a hard time, and they know it's wrong, and all these things, you know, well, first of all, try to calm them down and say, hey, we're not perfect. We're all just doing this voluntarily. Some of us are better. Some of us don't know how, and even those that know how make mistakes. The most important thing is for me to listen to the person, let them get some steam off, and then try to understand with them whether they can talk to the sponsor, whether they can have an actual conversation, or they openly tell them that they're having a problem, it's not really working comfortably for them, and whether that would work, and they can work things out themselves. If it's really bad, I hear that there's too much resentment, that it's affecting the work, where the sponsor is not really getting any recovery out of that situation, my opinion, and this is just my opinion, is that I'll suggest that she may want to change. Now, I only do this when it really sounds like there's no way out, because the most important thing for me is, as a sponsor, I need to be careful of my recovery. I really treasure my recovery, and therefore I also treasure the recovery of any sponsee. And any of those out there, because we're CHOW as a whole. We come in here to stop our compulsive eating and to seek a solution. And if a member is in trouble or not knowing how to deal with the situation, my helping them out is the only thing I can do to help her or CHOW as a whole. I can just step back and say, well, I don't care. Let her figure it out. I don't want to get involved. It might be gossip. I can do that, or I can just discuss it with her kindly, try to be effective, and see where it goes. Saying, I don't want to get involved doesn't work for me. It hasn't worked for me because I know that I've needed the help of others when I first came in, even later on. You know, I'm not a great sponsor. I'm doing the best that I can. Yeah, I make mistakes, and I'm sure there are sponsors that are not happy with things I say or I do, and I apologize for that, and I wish they would tell me so I can make amends. But that's just the way I am. I'm human. So we're human. We're trying to help each other get that gift of sanity, that gift of recovery, one day at a time. Thanks for letting me share. Is there anyone else out there that would like to comment?
I'd like to.
Please, go ahead.
I'm the Andy Book Reader. When I get a call like that, I always remind them that in the sponsor guidelines it says they have the right to change sponsors at will, but it is only kind to let the sponsor know if you plan to do that. Also, I let them know that everyone is our teacher, and maybe they have lessons to learn by staying with them. And before I say anything, I always ask if they want feedback or if they just want to vent, because sometimes they just need to say it, and that's all they need to say, and they'll be okay. So I try and give them the dignity of choice, but I also try and give them the ear that they may need. Thanks for letting me share.
Thanks, Leanne. Is there anyone else who has some thoughts on difficulties that people might have between sponsors and sponsees and bringing it to another fellow?
This is Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
Good morning, everybody, compulsive eater. I know I'm a medical abstinent person. I know some people have problems with that, sponsoring people that are on medical abstinence, because I get phone calls that people talk to me about that. We talk it out. Sometimes they are able to stay with the sponsor, and sometimes they're not. But I know that there was one lady that was having such a hard time staying abstinent on the three meals a day with nothing in between, and she wanted our program very much. And I talked with her about the medical abstinence that is we can have. And she's doing great right now. She's on medical, went to a nutritionist and her doctor, and everything worked out really well. So I think sometimes we need to just guide people and let them know that this is a program that works, because we have everything there for anyone that wants the program. Because I know that some people don't even realize they've got a problem with their bodies from abusing it so much with food, and that they need to go on medical abstinence. Not that I encourage it, but I mean, I'd let them know about me, about I have to do that, and it works. I don't have to binge or do any of that anymore. So that's about all I want to share. Thank you.
Thanks, Diane.
Oh, this is Cheryl. I'd just like to touch on something, please. Yeah, there are sponsors that are new at it. You know, I tell my sponsor, you've got 30 days, you finished your questions, you've been stepped up, it's time to sponsor. And they'll go ahead, not all of them, but when they go ahead and sponsor, they're brand new sponsors. So I know when I was a new sponsor, I didn't know anything. I didn't know anything, but I knew very little. I told my sponsor, I don't know anything. And then we go ahead and sponsor, and we may not have all the answers. And so, for example, when someone comes in and they're trying to do program, like we just mentioned now, but they're trying to do it, they do need medical abstinence, and the new sponsor doesn't know that there is such a thing as medical abstinence, and may not be allowing this person to have their in-between metabolics. And so it's always important to stress to a sponsee when they go out to sponsor, if you have any questions or any doubts about a sponsee, check with your sponsor. Any questions at all, if they're having difficulty, check with me. You know, if they're having trouble with the three meals, they check with me. And then we guide them to let them know that they can talk about this medical abstinence or any issue that may come up, because I know that we don't have a forum sort of to teach sponsees exactly how to sponsor. We might want to do that, but that's an idea. Thanks for letting me share that.
Anyone else have thoughts? Like to share?
I'd like to share. This is Marilyn Rose from Southern California.
Hi, Marilyn Rose.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for the service that you provide. I think it's really important. And I know one of the things that is important for me when I get a call about a concern about a sponsor is it's a wonderful segue to say, I want to be there for you, but I need to let you know I don't want to hear anybody's name. This is all about principles, not personalities. And I think just to be able to be heard sometimes is a big thing. I'm just so impressed that this forum has been created, because I see such a need. I think it was Susan who said it's a skill set. And, you know, for a compulsive eater like myself to come in and to be so grateful for the sponsors that I've had, and then to move through and then to pass it on. And it's truly a skill set. And you know, I just heard Cheryl say, I think, you know, it might be wonderful for us to take a look at a format or a way of doing it. And of course, we all bring in our own personalities and our own experience. But I know for me, listening to the forum, I had a number of sponsees that were so frightened of sponsoring, and it's like, and I would go back to them, been working with them close to a year, and it was like they would, it was almost as if they would lose their abstinence in order not to sponsor. I think to welcome, to have a template that is helpful, because I know it's my saving grace that I've been sponsored and also that I get to sponsor. It's just, it's the lifeblood of this program, and, you know, and how do we do it? And I do the best that I can, and, you know, learning along the way, and it's like, oh, my gosh. I take a look at some of my mistakes and to learn to do it differently. So I just wanted to say, you know, principles before personalities, and we're doing our best, and I'm just so grateful for the forum, so thanks so much.
Thanks, Marilyn Rose. Other thoughts or another topic or question?
This is Leah in Southern California. Great.
Hi,
Leah. Recovering compulsive eater and bulimic. Hey, Susan. I love this topic. It's one of the places where I get to see that in sponsoring, I get to get over myself. My fear is that I can make or break a sponsee's abstinence by doing it wrong, or that a new sponsee can. I might have more tips or tricks in my bag after I've sponsored for a while, or as time goes on, have encountered more questions that are a little bit more challenging, like about medical abstinence or about wanting to add something that sounds like it might be on our food plan but isn't quite. And I was always directed, talk to a sponsor or else talk to another member that I know has steady abstinence in this program and ask them what they've learned. I don't need to make up anything, just like the people I'm asking aren't making up anything. It says in our literature, we all sponsor the same way, and of course there's differences throughout, but we all have the same set of 30 questions. We all have the same 7 tools. We all have the ability to pick up the phone at the same time every day, which it says is a two-way commitment between a sponsor and a sponsee. Everything I need is there in the literature. If a sponsee has a question, I can almost always say, hey, that's in your forever abstinent. Why don't you take a look? It could also be something that I'll be delighted to answer, but usually it is a great exercise in practicing my own codependency recovery of A, not thinking that I'm so powerful that I have any effect on whether they're going to recover or not recover, that I just get to pass on the program as it was given to me, and I'm just not responsible for anything other than that. It is all in the literature, and we really do have a template already. My sponsor can help me navigate some of the finer points that might be tripping me up. We're really so well taken care of in understanding, being given the tools to understand how to sponsor from the 30th question and the step up onward. It is scary, and it's also such a gift. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Leah. Other thoughts or a new question or topic?
I'll put something out there. This is Cheryl. How do we deal with new sponsee that's really struggling with willingness? I can't do this. I have no time. It's no way that I'm going to weigh and measure all my food every day. I don't want to call 3 people. I don't want to call my sponsor. Why do I have to call my sponsor on time every day? Why do I have to write? You know all the reasons that I've heard from people that gave me so that they don't work this program, that they don't think it's them. But the point was, they did call me, and they wanted it, so otherwise they wouldn't be on the phone with me. And yet, they're not willing to be willing. And so how do I deal with that? I remember one case, particularly this was going back a few years, where I find that I recall her to be the toughest sponsor he ever had, in that she was really fighting it tooth and nail, and I liked her, and I did not want to let her go. So I hung in there, and whatever abusive questions she had, well, not quite abusive, but anything that she was throwing at me, I just hung in there. I don't know if I would do it today with all sponsors, but for some reason, and today she's got 12 years of back-to-back CHO absence. So you never know. So how do I know how to make sure that I answer the questions properly, address their questions that they have properly, and then direct them to the right, to the literature, tell them what pages to look up in the big book that might help them. So I need some thoughts on that, please.
I'd love to hear responses from those who are on the call with us.
Loretta, may I share?
Please, Loretta.
One of the things I've done after not doing this for a number of years is that I have a conversation with my sponsee-to-be before we start working together, and I try to remember to tell them everything about how I sponsor, because some people don't like the way I sponsor and don't want it, and then they get halfway into, you know, working with me, and they're like, I don't want to do this, and I don't want to do that, and I can't drag somebody through a keyhole to make them be abstinent. I do tell people they can pray for the willingness to be willing, and that's what I had to do for a while in the very, very beginning when I was in our mother program. But it's too hard for me to, personally, this is for me personally, it's too hard for me to take on somebody that's fighting and kicking and screaming all the time. So I try to tell them up front who I am and what I do, and if they don't want that, then neither one of us has to waste the other one's time. I did forget a couple of things with this last sponsee that I took on, but what I did tell her was this is one of the things that I do when we need to be responsible for your seven tools every day. I said, now look, I just want you to know that if you don't like that, I didn't mean to be pulling any punches on you. I forgot to tell you this. You are welcome to get another sponsor. You know, no hard feelings. And I just try to keep it very open and very upfront in the beginning. So that's just my experience. Thanks.
Thank you, Loretta. Who else would like to respond to how do you deal with a sponsee who's struggling with their willingness to do the tool?
This is Marilyn Rose. I'd like to share.
Did you say Marilyn Rose?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What works for me is for me to remember what it was like for me. And I was pretty desperate to come to this program. I was willing to do pretty much. And so what's helped me is to really meet with my sponsee and get a clear idea of this is what I do, and if you want what I have, this is what we do, and just to lay out exactly what it's like. And then I also put a little caveat in to say it's a two-way street, and let's try this for 2 weeks so people can get clear with this is the food plan, whether it's medical abstinence or whatever, but we get real clear with what that's like, what's the time like, meetings, writing, and so there's that give and take. And then also there's the personality, too, I think, taking into consideration are these two personalities that can get together. And so having a timeline to say, let's see if this works. I want this for you. I want to work with you, and let's see if it works. And but that gift of desperation, I know, brought me to this fellowship, and I can't give that to anyone, but my experience is when people are ready, they're really ready, and it's just that wonderful thing that happens. So that's one of the things that I do. Thanks.
Thank you, Marilyn Rose. Who else would like to share?
Susan, can I comment again? This is Leah.
Please, Leah.
Thanks. I feel so moved by this part of the topic as well. I was very blessed when I came in to have a sponsor that didn't pull any punches. And I remember complaining when she asked me to reach 3 people a day. And I said, oh, you don't know, I'm busy. I have a kid. I'm a single mom. I work. And she said, first of all, it's a requirement. Like, A, I don't ask you to do anything that I don't do. And B, our program says it's a requirement. It's not like I'm making up the rules of the job. It's part of the deal. What she said that really hit me in like my solar plexus was that it wasn't a have to, but it was a privilege that if my compulsive eating life had been as much of a hell as hers had, and someone handed her magic formula, which is the 7 tools that will keep us abstinent if we work them every day, because the first tool is weighing, measuring, not deviating, and committing it, then we're given abstinence. And what a gift. There's nothing that I could be asked to do that would be as hard and demeaning and debilitating and horrifying as being active in my disease and not able to get out of it, or not knowing how long I'm going to be able to stay abstinent before I fall again or I'm engulfed. So just letting my sponsees know, A, the program says we gotta. B, I don't ask you to do anything I don't do. And C, if you were as bad as we were, then this is a gift. It's a privilege, and it equals abstinence. That alone did it for me. But then there are other sponsors out there that do not require that level of adherence to the requirements, and that's totally okay. They do not have to work with me, and I will be their friend. I will support them. I will call them and take their calls and be members of this program, but they don't got to work with me. That's just how I was taught, how I was raised, what I know, and what works for me. But it's not it's, once again, it's not Leah. It's just what the program says, that my personality gets taken out of it, and that is a gift, too. Principles before my personality, because what do I know? Okay, thanks. I'll pass.
Thanks, Leah. Any other thoughts or other questions or topics?
Michelle, I'd like to share.
Yes, please.
Yes, I'm Michelle, food addict, and I'm the Michelle in Raleigh, North Carolina. I've had a sponsee who did all of her tools, did everything right, but she couldn't remain abstinent, and she just couldn't remain abstinent. And initially, it was great. She was working with me, a new sponsor, but she just lost her abstinence. And I stayed with her for a long time until such time I said, you know, you're not abstinent. I can't give you anything more than I'm giving you. And we did become friends, which is sometimes not always a good thing, because I don't know. I guess there are sponsor-sponsor relationships that they're very good friends. But I just didn't want to enable her. So I said, you know, why don't you go out and get another sponsor who may be able to work better with you. And those are the conditions under which I really actually tell a sponsee to seek someone else. I try to stay with the sponsee as long as I feel they're working the program and are willing to do everything they need to do. And that's really all I have to say. Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle. Who else would like to share or offer a topic or question?
This is Cheryl. I'll just comment on what was just said, too. Becoming too close or becoming too good a friend with your sponsee is something I found very difficult for me. It created enabling. It created where I knew there was not enough honesty or not honesty at all, and I couldn't point that out because we were friends. I knew that it was hindering her recovery. She wasn't able to stay abstinent, and I really felt that I was not able to help her. And what do I do? She's a close friend at this point because we'd been working together for quite some time. The reason that happened also, there's something else I would like to cover too while I'm doing this. I'm going off track here, is when we listen to a sponsor, they answer their questions and we listen to what the question involves, and it'll go off topic sometimes. It'll get into more of personal stuff, and that's okay, and especially if you're going through the fifth-step inventory. It's all personal stuff, but sometimes it gets to where the answer to the question is all about what's happening in their life, their problems, situations, and it becomes way too heavy for me. Because I realize that this is not program. This is a therapy situation. It's a therapy session. And so I have to be very careful that I am not a qualified therapist. I'm not certified. I don't want to be. I don't want to give advice. That's not my thing here. I just need to give that which I receive in terms of program and just go on. It's not my job to be that involved. How do I get out of that? How do I know how much I need to listen to, how much I need to say, hey, this is not for me? It was hard. It was very difficult, especially when we got that close after the fifth step inventory. We became very close, and that's how the friendship began. And what happens is that I wasn't able to give her what she needed as a sponsor because I was afraid to say, no, you're not making the calls. I think you need to make the calls. You're not working all the tools, because it's important that we do work all the tools. Well, I'm trying, and that's not good enough. And so eventually I got her another sponsor. I never let them go without making sure that there's another name, someone that I've spoken to, and that I have someone ready to take them on. And so I do that, and sometimes it's crying, and sometimes, like, nobody likes change. I hate change. But it's for the best. And at the end of it, you know, they come back with their program is much better. It's working much better when their absence is in place. It needed that boost. It needed that change. So I need to learn how to do that. I don't remember what I began with, but how close can you or should you get? And at what point do you realize that this is turning into a therapy situation and that I need to move on? And then that's difficult. Thanks.
Thanks, Cheryl.
So, a new topic in the last few minutes we have, it could be, perhaps I can rephrase it, making sure there are healthy boundaries in the sponsoring-sponsee relationship. I may be reading too much into that question, but okay. Maintaining healthy boundaries and how to repair when perhaps... I'm sorry, hello?
My name is Vicky V. May I share?
Please, Vicky. Yes.
The thought that comes to me at this point in time, and I could have some other thoughts some later on down the road, is when I share my experience, strength, and hope with my sponsees, with my sponsor, with anyone in our group, it's not advice. And that helps me a lot because I don't know very much. All I know is my experience, strength, and hope. And I also tell people, sponsees or other people, I don't know. And that's a perfectly okay answer. And I like what it says on 164, that more will be, it doesn't say revealed, it says disclosed, but I usually say revealed. So as I share my experience, strength, and hope, that I'm out of the fuzzy areas, and that's my experience. So thanks for letting me share.
Thanks, Vicki. Any other thoughts, comments?
This is Marilyn Rose again. I'd like to share.
Please, Marilyn Rose.
One of the things that's come up recently, and this is where I am now, and you know, things will change, they always do, but I am real clear by saying I'm not your friend. I think it's a lot easier for me with the dynamics of all the women that I'm sponsoring now happen to be people that I've met over the phone bridge, which makes things so much easier than live meetings. I'm just up front to say I'm here. I want to do everything I can to share my experience, strength, and hope with you. And I'll give you feedback and what works for me, but I am not your friend. And I know I've had the experience with someone who had a relationship in, with a sponsor in another program, with they were traveling together and doing all these things, and that's not how I've learned to sponsor and what's worked for me. And so it, at some realm, it feels a little harsh, I'm not your friend. I'm your sponsor, and what can I do to help you to do this thing we call recovery? And, you know, maybe I'll change, and I know I'll change. I just know I've had a stance of late with one of my sponsors that said, I'm not your friend. So that's my two cents on this one. Thanks.
Thanks, Marilyn Rose. Other thoughts? Questions, topics. We have 5 minutes. And if there aren't any other thoughts, you know, we commit to a 30 to 45 minute forum, so we could end at this point.
Hi, this is Beverly. I'd like to share with difficult situation that I encountered. I've been fortunate to be a sponsor and a sponsee for many years. I've been a member of the program. And I found myself really being very interested in the physical difficulties that this one particular woman had. And when I encountered some of my own, I realized that we were sharing more and more our physical ailments, not the spirituality, not the 12 steps, not the things that the program stressed. So I started talking to her about maybe getting another sponsor. Well, she was adamantly opposed to it, as I realized that this was not that we were doing each other any favors by continuing this so-called relationship. And I really worked hard to find another medical sponsor or person that could deal with her issues before I said, you know, I have this woman who has agreed to be your sponsor, and I would like for you to consider calling her. Here is her number. She's agreed to sponsor you. Well, it was a very difficult separation, but ultimately that happened. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we both benefited each other by not being in this disastrous relationship of ain't it awful. So thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Beverly. I think this is a point where we can close the meeting. Thank you all for being present for this forum, for participating, for offering experience, strength, and hope, and topics for discussion. Our next forum is scheduled for January 14th, same time, 11:05 a.m. Eastern Time. I hope you will join us. Please join me as we close with the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change,
courage
to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thy will, not mine.
Not mine.
Be done. Be done.